or another region where the people more friendly than here. But yeah, in Germany, it's the, not all people are unfriendly. Often are old people more strict and more like, I don't know.
So they're like, I mean, I don't know, like, but I've been to Germany. I feel like they're definitely a little colder than here in Canada. But Canadians are friendly, or let's say Canadians that I meet in Vancouver, they're more polite. But do you think, like, I mean, can I say they are absolutely easier to get connected with? I think the answer is I'm not so sure, because when you wanted to, I think they have a stronger personal boundary, right? You kind of have to like build the connection slowly for a long time. Then they started to kind of be familiar with you, knowing you, and then you can just kind of be as open and as close. But when I was talking about people like New York or the social culture in New York, that you can just literally be open and get really fast into the flow, the conversation flow, and sort of like build connections, but it probably doesn't last as long. So it just kind of like fade away more fast, because people are just kind of so easy to build connections with others. So maybe that is just a very different culture, because it's kind of like crossroad culture, yeah.
So it's not so that in Germany is no, there are no random conversations or no random interactions. And it's, I feel, yeah,
right.
Here in Vancouver, I seen more of the random persons that speaks to you and say something. In Germany, it's even exists, but sometimes it feels a bit cringe to speak to random people.
I see. All right, I definitely wanted to understand or know how to invite or someone moved to Germany, or they wanted to build connections with people who are in Germany or people who are German. How do we do it? But before that, I found some like kind of some just German sound, random German sound. Erica seems like a very popular one on
very
YouTube.
Old one.
A very old one. Okay, maybe it's too old. Let's choose another one.
That's our old military song.
Maybe let's not play military song. It's no good because we're not political. Let's top 10 German marching song.
There's a trendy song.
It's trendy song?
Do you know Gut Genug?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. All right. Oh, this is no good.
they're only shitty things.
What about this? What is this?
A rock band. But also not so good for this live stream, I think.
Okay, this is no good. Okay, this is why they're all like so political and military. This is kind of weird. Oh, okay. Interesting.
There was a. Can you go a bit higher?
Okay.
A bit. The short. There's Gut Genug meme trend.
This?
And the left one. The first
this
in
one?
The row. The first in the row.
This
is this is a German song that is goes viral.
Oh, goes viral. Interesting. Okay, let's see this shorts. All right, let's listen to it.
It's so funny.
Okay. Funny.
Why am I just finding out German songs are actually fire? Why am I just finding out German songs are actually fire?
D-U?
Space.
Okay. Oh, this is the first one, right?
Yes, very okay. Popular song.
Okay, let's listen on it.
It's from Kitsch Creek, the first one.
The first one, right? I'm going to play it. All right, shout out to Good Genug, right? Is that correct?
Du bist gut genug. Gut genug.
Okay, shout out to this German song anyway. So let's play it. Seems like this is a very sound that Yannick chose for us. Okay, if it's not good, then it's on him. Yeah, I'm just kidding, but
I
yeah.
Say it's
viral.
Ist gut genug. Ich weiß nicht, was die Welt dir sagt. Bleib einfach nur du. Du bist gut genug. Du bist gut genug.
Denn ich bin zu mir nie gerecht. Babsi vs. Shirin David, das nenn ich ein Titelmatch. Für mich ist das Schwerste erst Familie oder Karriere. Ich entschied mich für das Zweite, wie Elisabeth die Erste. Jeder bewertet kaum, geht ein Girl ihren Weg. Glaub mir, Boy, schwer wiegt das Haupt, das sie Birkin trägt. Man sagt, du kannst alles schaffen, wenn du an dich selbst glaubst. Steige nach dem Heulen aus dem Bett und dreh mein Swag auf. Nur weil Babsi unperfekt ist, tritt Shirin perfekt auf. Darum lass uns streiten, an uns zweifeln, heute gehen wir Crash out. Für die meisten bin ich Miss Bauch, Beine, Po. Doch mir selbst sag ich jeden Tag, bleib einfach du.
Du bist gut genug. Du bist gut genug.
Alright, thank you so much for coming back. And how do you like this German song? I try to pronounce it, so I asked Yannick to teach me, but seems like I don't really have a huge talent in that. And yeah, could you pronounce it again?
Du bist gut genug.
That's so. Could you break it down? Like,
du is in du? English, you.
Right.
Bist.
Best, du bist.
And then gut.
Gut.
Genug.
Genug. Du
bist.
Bist gut genug.
Gut genug.
Gut genug.
Yeah, it
du
was good.
Bist gut genug.
Yes.
All right, I know I'm pretty far away from the actual one, right?
It's pretty good.
Really? Okay, yeah, I guess you have to say that in front of me. But yeah, like, what does that mean?
You're good enough. You are good enough.
You're good enough. Okay, I guess I am good enough. All right, I like this song. So it's very trending. Wait, it, choose, it took us some time to be able to choose this song, because for some reason when I search German song on the internet, like YouTube, they are full of military songs.
I don't know why, because it's the reason you type in a German song and not most popular German songs or something like that.
Yeah, it was supposed to, because when I type some like Chinese song or Chinese traditional song, I don't think they're very military based. But that's very funny though. That's probably reflect some kind of impression of how people thinking about Germany. It's like the spirit of Germany, or Germany is like very tough, very serious, and then that's how we think about German and their products. Is that?
Yes, maybe it's a reason, but I think the picture of many people are not really really correct to the real world. Sometimes, so Germany is a country like others, and there are good people, there are bad people, there are homeless people, and there are good, nice pop songs. Also, we have in Germany, we have all. It's also very multicultural. We have people in Germany. They are from Romania, from Turkey, from Poland, Russia. For example, in Western Germany, are more way more multicultural people than in East, I think. But also, for example, in Berlin, it stands alone. So it's more like in bubble Berlin. The people in Berlin are different a bit to the rest of it.
Germany. Okay, so it seems like why the people in Berlin are different than the rest of the Germany.
For me, I think there are many young people and more positive thinking people, and they are more with I don't know, more they don't more different sexualities. And different. There's a different vibe in Berlin as in other cities.
Yes, yeah,
more colorful, I would say.
Oh, you mean in Berlin, people are more positive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the rest of the Germany are more negative. I'm just kidding, but like, so they're less positive, or they're less active.
It's also a thing how big the city is. If you are in a big city, the city is more multicultural, more positive. But if you are in a small, very small town, you can maybe you can see more people. They are not very confident with their life and more negative in thinking. And
I see. So yeah, I guess Berlin is.
I don't know why, but it can be. You can meet. I think you can meet more racist people in small and very small towns, as in big cities.
Oh, I